Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. The Indian rupee has just seen a significant surge in value, and the reason behind this sudden appreciation is a crucial development in India's forex policy, one that affects the very stability of our currency. First, let's understand what led to this development. The Reserve Bank of India, or RBI, which is the Central Bank of India, issued a directive that bars banks from participating in non-deliverable derivative, or NDD, contracts on the Indian rupee in offshore markets. This move resulted in the rupee appreciating sharply, moving from below $95 to $93.10, which indicates the extent to which offshore speculation had been driving currency weakness. But what exactly are non-deliverable derivatives, or NDDs? An NDD is a cash-settled foreign exchange forward contract that is primarily traded in offshore markets, such as Singapore, Hong Kong, and London, for currencies that are not fully convertible, like the Indian rupee. So, how do these NDDs work? Essentially, a buyer and a seller agree on a notional exchange rate, known as the NDF rate, for a future date. Then, on the settlement day, the difference between the NDF rate and the prevailing spot rate is paid in US dollars, with no actual rupees being exchanged. This mechanism allows global investors, hedge funds, and banks to bet on rupee movements without having to hold or deliver rupees. Why does this matter? The RBI's primary concerns were centered around distorted price discovery, where offshore NDF rates were increasingly setting the tone for onshore spot rates rather than the reverse, and the rupee's depreciation to an unusual low, partly driven by speculative NDD activity. Additionally, allowing banks to participate in these offshore NDDs made Indian institutions complicit in offshore rupee speculation, which raised concerns about monetary sovereignty. By directing banks to stop participating in these NDD contracts, the RBI effectively reduced the liquidity available to offshore NDD traders, causing short covering, where speculators had to buy back rupees to close their positions, and the subsequent rupee appreciation. This move highlights the delicate balance India maintains in its capital account and forex policy. India has partial capital account convertibility, meaning not all cross-border capital flows are freely allowed. The emergence of NDDs is a direct result of this partial convertibility, as offshore players created an alternative market to express their views on the rupee that they could not easily implement onshore. Now, let us turn to the historical context and relevance of this development. India's managed float exchange rate regime is designed to balance openness to global capital with the monetary sovereignty needed to pursue independent macroeconomic policy. This is where the RBI plays a crucial role as the regulator of forex markets under the Foreign Exchange Management Act, or FEMA, of 1999. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, which deals with the economy. Specifically, it touches upon the RBI's role in regulating forex markets, capital account convertibility, exchange rate management, and monetary policy transmission. Remember, the Tarapur Committee recommendations of 1997 and 2006 are crucial for understanding the preconditions for full capital account convertibility, including fiscal consolidation, low inflation, and a strong banking sector. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Foreign Exchange Management Act, or FEMA, governs cross-border transactions and is administered by the RBI and the Enforcement Directorate. India's exchange rate regime is a managed float, where the rupee floats but the RBI intervenes to smoothen excessive volatility. Singapore is the largest offshore NDF market for the rupee, followed by Hong Kong and London. The Tarapur Committee recommended preconditions for full capital account convertibility, which include fiscal consolidation, low inflation, and a strong banking sector. The Indian rupee is convertible on the current account, which pertains to trade, but not fully on the capital account, which deals with investment flows. The RBI's forex reserves are approximately $640 to $650 billion, one of the world's largest, and are used to defend the rupee during extreme volatility. The RBI also uses foreign currency non-resident, or FCNR, deposits as another tool to attract forex inflows during currency stress. With this understanding of the RBI's ban on rupee NDD contracts and its implications for India's forex policy and currency stability, it's clear that managing the delicate balance between openness to global capital and maintaining monetary sovereignty is crucial for India's economic stability and growth, a challenge that the RBI and the government must continually navigate. This development underscores the importance of a robust and resilient financial system for India's strategic position in the global economy.